You're listening to the Mom Inspired Show, episode 378 with Amber Sandberg.
Welcome to the Mom Inspired Show. I'm your host, Amber Sandberg, and this show is created to inspire, encourage, and add a little extra fun to your day.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are doing well. I wanted to do this episode for two reasons. I think many of us have spring break coming up. I know some are closer to Easter, but for people in Tennessee, it's going to be next week for this area. And so I wanted to kind of talk about this, but I also wanted to talk about just everyday living in regards to this. And this is feeling like you are drained, you are tapped out, and it's impacting your weight loss. It's impacting your energy. It's impacting just what you want to accomplish. And so if you recognize yourself in this, then this is the episode for you. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about is when you think about your day and you just are kind of like, I can't get my act together. Like, I don't know what I need to do. And then, you know, the end of the day comes and then you just say, screw it. And then all your goals go out the window. So if you have heard me talk about cycle syncing with hormones, this is kind of a take on that a little bit. If you go into my episodes and you type in hormones or cycle syncing, this will explain a little bit. Like, monthly, we have these cycles that kind of happen within our cycle. And so, for example, right before you start your period, you might find yourself tired. You might have a headache. You might feel, you know, not your best self. And it's something to pay attention to, because you don't want to be forcing yourself to do something when that's not the best time. So for me, I don't really push my workouts. I don't tend to do like heavy lifting. I'm not doing heavy cardio. You know, sometimes I don't even want to cook because I just feel like it's almost like you're sick, where you're just kind of like, you're not your normal self. Well, these are things to pay attention to, okay? And then different parts of your cycle, like when you're ovulating, you may have more energy and you may feel like you want to go do something and you're like, man, I feel like a go-getter. These are important things to pay attention to. And I want to talk about that in regards to day-to-day. Now, your day-to-day is going to change depending where you are in your cycle, for your menstrual cycle, right? So day two is not going to look the same as day 21. But within the 24-hour cycle, I do want to talk about this. You just have to think about how that will look different compared to like where you are in your cycle. But I wanted to talk about this because I think so many of us were just kind of like, I don't know why I can't lose the weight. Like, why am I just saying, forget this? Like, I don't know, like, this is never going to happen to me. And I think it's because we're not really evaluating our day and we're not giving ourselves grace for the way that we feel. So I think when you break it down, when you think about your cycle in general, like your 25-day cycle, your 28-day cycle, your 30-day cycle, wherever your cycle is, however many days, if you kind of understood your body a little bit better, and this is why I say go search for cycle syncing hormones in my episodes so that you can understand this better, you could give yourself some grace. You could realize this makes sense to why this isn't working. Like, I noticed before I'm going to start my period, I tend to feel like I want to nest. It's almost like being pregnant. It's kind of like, I want to just get stuff done. It's like, I want to organize. I kind of want to clean up this house. I want everything done. That's when I noticed that I'm telling my girls, like, you guys, why are you leaving stuff? Like, I get more sensitive to it. It's like, I think my surroundings and my home become more important, kind of like when you're pregnant and you're trying to get everything ready. Well, all these things play a role. All your hormones play a role into how you feel, how you act. It's not you just feeling crazy or just being like, gosh, what is wrong with me? So if you can pay attention to that and then apply this to an everyday concept, I think this will help you. So I know that you can't always control your schedule. Okay. Some of you have schedules that you cannot move things around, that you have to go at a certain time, for the teachers, the doctors, working in a medical office. Like, you cannot change your schedule. So with that said, I realize that if you do have any wiggle room, then I highly recommend that you think about this. How can you apply what I'm saying to your schedule? So when you wake up, especially if you are a morning person and you're like, I have so much energy, and then it wanes at the end of the day, I want you to think about this. What can you do in the morning before you go to work that feels really hard later in the night and you're kind of like, I don't want to do this, okay? So let's think about it. Let's think if you are like, I need to do my laundry or I need to do my taxes or I need to do whatever it is, this paperwork, right? If you have more energy in the morning, knock that out. If that is something that you find yourself that you need to use food to get you through that activity, then I would try to do that in the morning. I realize you may not be able to run laundry in the morning because you may wake up people who are still sleeping. So whatever it is though, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like if you told me I needed to work on my taxes at 8 o'clock at night, I would say, forget it. Like I can't. I would probably feel like I need to make coffee, which is not good at 8 p.m. Or I would probably want to eat something. Maybe something like chocolate or something crunchy to kind of get me through. These are the things that are going to like give you a little like, hey, pay attention to this because you are trying to do something hard and this is not the best time for you. Now, if you're a night owl, that might be very different. So these are the things you want to pay attention to. So I think what happens is a lot of times we are trying to force ourselves to do things in a time frame that is not the best for us. And then we use food to help us get through. So if you're finding that you're not able to lose weight because you keep using food to do these things, then I would highly recommend rearranging your schedule. So for those of you that have more of a strict schedule, more rigid schedule, is this a time that you can do it before you go to work? Or is it something that you can do on the weekend before like everybody gets up? Or you set aside time to do that? Because what is going to keep happening is if you keep forcing yourself to do things when it's not the best time, you most likely are going to overeat. So let's use the 4 o'clock example. Excuse me. Sorry, I have a tickle in my throat. It just won't go away. You know, the 4 o'clock, the 3 o'clock hour, especially if you work an office job, you're kind of like, oh, the vending machine is calling my name. Like I just need to go to the vending machine. I need a little kick. Well, there's a reason why we get that little bit of a slump. There is this circadian rhythm we have. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but like when I really started paying attention to this is when I had kids and their circadian rhythm. And it's kind of like if you missed a window of time for them to go to bed, you notice they kind of then got alert again. And you're like, oh no, I missed that window. It's like they realize like, and I'm up. Like, I don't need to go to sleep. I know I was falling asleep on you, but now I'm awake. And so you're trying to figure out that circadian rhythm of like, when is it that they're getting tired? And then when is it that they might get a second wind and you're trying to get them down before that second wind? Well, there is a reason why we have that circadian rhythm. And I think a lot of us want to get really hard on ourselves and be like, why do I feel the slump in the afternoon? Why do I feel tired? Well, I think we were meant for that. I think we were meant to wake up in the morning when the sun rises, right? Think about back in the day when there's no electricity, right? You hear the rooster and you're like, oh, it's time to get up. We need to work the farm. We need to rise because there's going to be light. And then we would go to bed when it's dark. Maybe there's some candles and you could read a little bit or talk, but really you weren't doing all these things, you know, in the middle of the night and you were just going to sleep. And so now because we have the technology, we have the electricity, it's so easy to do things off the cycle that we were meant to be. Now, again, if you are a night owl, you might be thinking, okay, well, this really stinks because I do think this is geared towards morning people. Yes, I totally understand. So for you, if you're a night person, I would figure out when is the best for you. In the morning, if you feel groggy and you're kind of like, I cannot think to save my life, then pay attention to that. When does that pick up for you? When do you get that second wind? Maybe for you, you get that at 8 o'clock and maybe you get the kids down and you're like, okay. Or maybe you ask your husband, hey, can you watch the kids from this time? I really need to focus on this. And then you go to bed maybe a little bit later. And then if you're able to sleep in, then you get your rest there. So yeah, for sure, figure out when is the best time for you. I say all of this because I think so many of us are giving ourselves such a hard time that if we're not doing things like at the exact times that we think we should, we think we suck. And we're just like, okay. And then what do? We eat over it. It's like, we turn on the TV, we eat and we're just like, oh, why can't I just pull this together? Why can't I just do this? For example, think about when you like to work out. For me, I generally don't like to work out later in the day. I don't have as much energy. So I kind of am just like, oh my gosh, why does this feel so hard? In the morning, it's easier for me. So that is what I want you to think about. If you can start thinking about when is it easier for you to do certain things? You can probably start thinking about the blocks of time that you need to set aside to be able to do what you want to do. Okay, so if you are finding yourself coming home and you are so dead tired and you're kind of like, I don't know how I'm going to make it, then you probably realize that you have more energy in the morning. So that is what I'm saying. Like, think about in the morning, what is it that you want to make for dinner tonight? Like, and maybe you start thinking about that through the week. So in the morning, the day before, you go, you know what? I need to pull out the ground beef from the freezer, pull that out right now, like write your list and then go get all that stuff. So then it's either ready for tonight or the following day. And you just keep doing that. What's really hard is to get home and then start thinking about what you're going to cook and do when you're already tired and have worked all day. Now, if you have the schedule to be able to be more flexible, say you work remote or you don't work at all, you are home and the kids are in school and you have more flexibility, I want you to think about, when does things feel the best? Do you feel like you need to write content? Are you like a blogger, or do you focus on a job that has a lot of writing and you're kind of like, I need to write during this time, or I need to create a curriculum, or, you know, maybe you are an accountant and you're kind of like, I really need to do all my hard projects right now because as the day goes, I can't do it. And then you save the things that are easier for you to do, like maybe managing email and the things that don't take as much brain power, save those for later in the afternoon. Use the time that you feel the most invigorated and energized for those harder, more complicated tasks. Now, maybe you feel like, you know what, that's 10 o'clock, 10 to 2 for me. And in the morning, I'm just like kind of getting going. Well, maybe then for you, you're checking at your emails and doing all that stuff. You really kind of have to play with it. But why I say this is because it's so easy for everybody to just give themselves a hard time and just be like, you know what, like so-and-so, she's so good. She knocks all the stuff out before 10 a.m. Well, maybe that's when it's the best time for her. Maybe for you, it really isn't. Maybe it's 2 to 4, 2 to 5. And so let's think about this, because when we are feeling down on ourselves, when we are not giving ourselves grace and we're just shaming ourselves for not being like so-and-so, then it's so easy to overeat. And then you are never losing the weight. You're never getting to your goal because you are just trying to copy what someone else is doing, even though their body is not your body. Their circadian rhythm doesn't feel the same as your circadian rhythm. Okay. But just also know that all these things are natural to feel these slumps. We were built that way. We weren't built to just be like on a high all day long until we went to bed. That wasn't what we were meant to do. There is a reason why there is a peak and then we kind of dip. And so I think if we can honor our bodies and pay attention and think about what is best for us, I think it will set us up to be able to lose the weight and keep it off for good. So I say all this because I know so many of us are just trying to, it's like you're sticking a round peg into a square hole. And you just keep trying to jam it harder, harder. And you're like, I don't know why this isn't working. Like, why am I gaining weight? Well, probably because you're overeating and you're stressing out that you still didn't do the task. And so maybe you're overeating at dinner because you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm numbing out. I just want to enjoy the dinner. I don't want to think about having to do my to-do list that I have to do after dinner. Like, what is it that you can do to make yourself, like, your life easier? What are the things that you can shift around that you're not having to do it when you feel your lowest, when you feel your most tired? Like, really just map that out. Like, if you take a look at your week, what are you needing to do? Like, so if you're kind of like, okay, I need to change the sheets. I need to do the taxes. I need to do the laundry. I need to clean the bathrooms. I need to, whatever it is, you need to work on your work. I want you to kind of think about that through the week. And then I want you to kind of place it. Where is the most optimal time that you can do this without having to reach for food as your reward or as a way to keep you up or to keep you motivated to do the task? Like, when are you able to do that without using food? Same with alcohol. Like, if you're like realizing like you have to do all these things with a drink, then you really want to think about like, okay, when else can I do this that I don't need to rely on that? Because if you are not getting to your weight loss goals, this is most likely the problem because you're just overeating without really realizing it. It's like when people say to me, I don't have time. And then we kind of go through their schedule and I'm like, are you going on social media at all? And then they're like, yeah. And I'm like, how long do you think you're on that? And they may be like a half hour and 45 minutes. Yeah. So we do have time, but you're allotting it to social media, which is fine. But if you feel like you don't have the time and you need to do other stuff, then we need to rejig things. And that's what I'm saying. Take a look at your week. I want you to write down, what are the hard things that you have to do in a week? It can be household stuff. It can be your work stuff. It can be a combination of stuff. Okay. I want you to write that down. What is your hardest stuff? Put that in one column. And then the next column is like, it's the kind of the so-so. It's like, it's not easy. It's not hard. It's kind of just like there. I want you to write that down. And then I want you to write down in a column, what is easy for you? Like it doesn't take a lot of energy. You're not so dreading it. You're just like, yep, it just needs to get done. It's not a big deal. And then I want you to start putting in the most difficult task into your calendar and put it into a time frame that you feel like you can handle that the best with your schedule. And then you start putting in the next column, okay? Putting that in, and then you fill in the rest with your easy task. Like, no big deal. I don't need a drink. I don't need a cookie. I don't need chocolate. I don't need chips to get through this. I think that if you can figure this out, that you will see your weight starting to drop because you are not relying on the food and overeating because you are so burnt out. You are so tired. You are so tapped out. I think a lot of moms, especially if you are working, you feel like there's two shifts. You have your first shift that you've worked your job outside of the home, or if you're working at home, the remote job, whatever, okay? And then you're like, put a different hat on, we're going to second shift, okay? And in that second shift, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, I need the donut. I need the drink because how am I getting through this? Because I have two full-time jobs, okay? And for those of you that don't have a full-time job, you are a stay-at-home mom, it feels similar. If you have kids and you are with kids all day long, it like never ends. You're on one full shift, like 24/7, like until you go to bed. And even that, they may wake you up. So again, you have to think about this. So for you, if you are waking up in the middle of the night with kids, 7 a.m. may feel awful to you because you're just like, I just went to bed at 5. And now I got to get my older kids up to go to school. I feel like crap. So I want you to think about, when does it feel good for you? Does it feel good when your youngest are taking a nap? Is that when you can do the hardest thing? It may be at 6 p.m. and you're going to need to ask your husband. Or if you are a solo parent, you're a single mom, where can you work that into that you can do these hard things, even if it's not as ideal as you would like? I really want you guys to be able to lose the weight, keep it off. And these are the kind of things that creep into our lives. And we're like, I don't know why. I didn't realize this was so challenging. I didn't realize this was sabotaging me. These are the little tweaks that will really help you keep the weight off, lose it. And you know, you won't have to keep being like, I can't figure out what's happening. Because if you keep eating 200, 300, 500 calories every time you're trying to do a hard task, that is going to add up. It is not going to get you to your goal. So you guys, if you have not signed up for a coaching session with me and you want to talk about this, just go to mominspiredshow.com/coaching, grab a time. If you don't see a time, just email me, amber@mominspiredshow.com. You can follow me on Instagram @mominspiredliving, DM me, and I would love to set that up for you. So again, write all those columns, okay? Put everything into those columns and then figure out where you can put it into your calendar and map this out. I'm telling you, this will help you to realize where you are overeating, where you are, you know, like just numbing out and not mindfully eating, and where you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, like I just need to do whatever I can do to survive. But then you're keeping that extra 10 pounds on, the extra 50 pounds on. You're like, I don't know why I can't get this weight off. I don't know what's happening. It's these little things that sneak in that if you can resolve the problem, it will resolve the weight loss. And so I just want you to think about that and really consider your life and just know that it's okay that you feel tired at certain parts of the day. We're not meant to be like on Red Bull energy all day long. That's not what we were created for. So give yourself some slack. It's okay. And I hope this episode was really helpful and I'll see you next week. Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to the podcast this week. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to me if you'd be willing to take 30 seconds to do three things. Follow or subscribe to the Mom Inspired Show. This means that you will never miss an episode. It also helps me to keep bringing you relevant content and more amazing guests.